Darren?
Huh?
Better hurry up and change, sweetheart. We haven't got much time.
Changed? What for?
We're having dinner at the club, remember?
Oh, I forgot completely.
Would you rather not go?
Oh, no, honey, I'll be fine. Just let me rest here for a few minutes.
Darren, maybe you'd like a cup of coffee. Or perhaps you'd prefer a drink. Darren?
Oh, lovely looking couple, except for him. Does his mouth always gape open like that?
Only when he's sleeping.
Oh, Samantha, I don't understand you at all. I mean, if you had to marry a mortal, at least you could have chosen a better-looking specimen.
I like the way he looks. Besides, I didn't marry Darren just for his looks.
What else? His vivacious personality?
No one sparkles when they're asleep. Anyway, I think he's quite handsome.
You're joking.
He's got very good features.
Name one.
Well, has a nice firm jaw.
You like lantern jaws?
He's got a nice mouth.
Slack is a better word.
How about his eyes?
Beady. But don't despair, dear. He could be fixed up.
Fixed up?
Yes, it's all very simple. Now take that dank, straight hair. All it needs is, well, I'll show you.
I don't like that at all.
I haven't finished yet. He needs coordinating. Now, if we just straightened out his nose.
Mother, you've gone far enough.
Oh, don't be stuffy, Samantha.
What do you think he'd look like with a mustache?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be right at all.
Just a little one. Wait, let me show you. How do you like it?
On him, it looks good.
His hair's too curly. Oh. Ooh, the coffee.
What?
Now, don't you do anything till I get back. Oh, Mother, will you answer that?
What happened to my face?
Please stay calm. It was just a little experiment.
An experiment?
Well, it got a little out of hand. Now, darling, there's nothing to worry about.
I want my own face back. I want my own face back. I want my own face back.
Of course you do.
Well, there you are, sweetheart, good as old. Just a little play on words. Anything wrong?
Wrong.
Well, it's all there, isn't it?
Samantha, why did you do that?
I suppose you do deserve an explanation. Well, it's rather difficult to explain.
Try.
Well, you were asleep, and Mother and I were looking at you, and, well, we got to talking about your looks. And all, well, you know.
Go on.
Well, Mother got sort of carried away, and gave you a long nose and curly hair and a mustache, and... Well, we were just killing time.
Oh, sure. It beats jigsaw puzzles all the heck.
Darren. Naturally, we were going to change you back before you woke up. Darren, are you mad at me?
No, that's not the word.
Furious?
You're getting warmer.
Darren, please try not to be upset.
I'm sorry, Sam. I've sort of grown accustomed to my face. I thought you had, too.
Darren?
Oh, yes?
These are the layouts for the Harper campaign. I'd like to get your reactions as soon as possible.
Sure, Larry.
Oh, Darren, I forgot to mention...
Something in my eye.
Want me to take a look?
No. No, it's out. You were saying, Larry?
Oh, yes. Well, it has to do with the magazine copy. Mr. Harper seems... Mr. Harper seems to have some doubts about using a lady wrestler to sell their product. Darren?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Larry.
Something bothering you?
Larry, do you think I'm attractive?
What?
I mean, how would you describe the way I look? My physical appearance?
Are you kidding?
No. How?
Darren, I've never really thought about it, one way or another.
Never mind that, Larry. Just give me your honest opinion of how you think I look.
Well, you're not the best-looking guy in the world. You're not even the best-looking guy in the room. But, you're presentable, I guess.
I guess you're the wrong person to ask.
I probably am, Darren.
After all, you're my friend. You're bound to be biased.
I don't know, Dave. She says she loves me, but then why did she change my face?
Of course, it's the first year that's rough, rough, rough. I'm a bachelor, but I know.
The nose, maybe, but the whole face?
Two people. 50-50 proposition. Give and take. Share and share alike. It's the only way.
I mean, I fell asleep and she changed everything.
It's the little things that count. Candies, flowers, a new dress, maybe.
My mother always said my hair was my best feature.
You take my aunt and uncle. A mixed marriage. He's good and she's rotten. They stay together. 50 years, but they've stuck it out. They hate each other. Now that's love.
15 hours a day I've been working, and that's the thanks I get.
You're more than welcome, Darren. Hey, I got an appointment. Glad I could help.
My mother-in-law did most of it, but Sam assisted her. She even made suggestions. Normally, I wouldn't have thought of it, but I figured at least I should ask.
Go see this man.
Dr. McLeish. He's a plastic surgeon.
Psychiatrist.
Joe, has your wife ever tried to change your face?
Twice. Once with a rolling pin and once with a 7-iron.
Hello? Oh, hello, Larry. Acting funny? What do you mean?
Well, sort of depressed. Then today he began feeling his nose.
Feeling his nose? You mean...
Yeah, his secretary noticed it too.
How do you know that?
Well, she came up to me and said, why does Mr. Stevens keep feeling his nose? Then he asked me if I thought he was attractive. And you know the worst part of it, Sam? He wasn't kidding.
Well, Larry, thank you for your concern. I'll see what I can do. Oh, dear. Something wrong with Derek's nose. Absolutely nothing. But we've made him feel, oh, drab and ordinary.
Well, let's not take all the blame. Mirrors must have had something to do with it.
Mother, I wish I could make him believe that you not only love someone despite their faults, but sometimes because of them. I love Darren's nose.
Then tell him.
Don't you see? It's no good coming from me.
Well, you may run into trouble getting someone else to say it.
His ego needs building. Someone, another woman, has to tell him that he's the most attractive man in the world.
Darling, don't look at me.
I was looking at me.
You?
Yes. I'll simply change the packaging.
Or not. You think I am, glamorous?
Oh, Samantha, I'm proud of you. Why, you even changed your voice. But why the accent?
Oh, Paris n'est pas cher to Puget Pardon.
There's just one thing, though. Don't you think your plan's a little dangerous? Supposing what's-his-name likes you too much?
Not Paris. I trust him completely.
Well, you said yourself he's only human.
Maybe you are right.
Well, nobody's perfect.
We'll see.
Beer, please.
What kind?
Any kind. They're all the same to me. I just need something to quench my thirst. Cheers. Did you see that ball game today?
No, I didn't.
One of the greatest ball games I've ever seen. Seen. Real exciting. Of course, for my money, the Yankees got the best in the whole world. What's the matter with you? Don't you like baseball?
Yes, I do.
Well, you just watch yourself, Buster. Baseball is America's national game. And if you... I don't feel so good. Excuse me. Pardon me, sir.
On one sip of beer?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Huh? Sorry, I don't know how that happened. Joe!
Do not concern yourself.
Could I get you something?
I have what you have.
Two, Joe.
Let me be honest. I am glad it happened.
Glad?
I wanted to talk to you, but I did not know how to commence.
Oh. Oh?
I am not long in this country, and I did not know what is, how you say it, proper.
I see.
I live by impulse. I see someone, and I desire to talk to them. To know them. You understand?
I guess so. Well, that could cause problems sometimes.
Sometimes, but life is for living, no?
No. I mean, yes.
I just look at you and I know I like you.
How can you tell?
Faces with character attract me. I would like to do your head.
I beg your pardon?
I am sculptress. Your head, it excites me.
Put the drinks down, Joe.
I love your face. It has strength, individuality. Ah, it is a face that has experienced love, sorrow, life.
Yes? I mean...
But mainly it is a man's face. It is a face that exudes sex appeal.
That's how we say it.
Put the drinks down, Joe.
I am a very direct person. I am sorry. I have embarrassed you.
Oh, no, no, not at all. But, you see, Miss,
Michelle.
Michelle, you're new around here. You probably don't know too many people. You're probably lonely.
Oh, no, no, I am not lonely. I meet many men. But how you say it, nothing. Yeah, it's very dull. Who wants just another pretty head?
I see.
My studio is quite near. We go and get to know one another, yes? The face is important, yes, but more important behind the face.
Well, I'm very flattered, but I'm afraid I can't.
You have wife, no?
Yes.
But she does not understand you.
Why do you say that?
You drink alone at bar?
Well, she understands me. Most of the time.
There is no room in your life for two women?
Answer her, Darren.
No. Why are you smiling?
Oh. C'est la vie. I envy your wife. Bonjour, monsieur.
Boy, your wife must be something really special.
She is, Joe. She is. What is it now, Gladys?
There's a strange lady driving the Stevens car. She drove it into the garage. When she comes out, you'll see.
All right, I'll see. Only one strange lady around here, Gladys.
By the smug look on your face, I take it the mission was successful.
Worked like a charm.
He wasn't even tempted by your offer?
Mm-mm. Behaved beautifully. He rejected me completely. I wonder if I ought to act a little jealous when he tells me.
You really think he'll tell you about his little encounter?
Of course. We have no secrets. Darren tells me everything.
Want to bet?
What sort of a day did you have, dear?
Oh, average. This is very good.
Thank you. Anything unusual happen?
You did something special to the meat.
I asked you if anything unusual happened today.
No.
Oh.
Come to think of it, something unusual did happen. I stopped in a bar to have a drink.
Yes?
This guy sat down next to me. Cold sober. He took one sip of beer and he was stoned. Darnest thing.
Anything else?
No. Then I came home. May I have some more water, please? Thanks.
Hey, la vie.
Could you come in for a minute? I have some letters to dictate.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stevens, I'm Barbara Lucas. I'll be filling in for Ellen this afternoon. She went home at lunch.
Oh, is she sick?
Oh, it's just a virus.
Well, that's funny. She seemed fine this morning.
Well, those things can hit you just like that.
It's too bad.
Well, you know what the French say, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Michel, c'est la vie.
Something the matter, Mr. Stevens?
Oh, nothing I can't handle, Barbara. It is, Barbara, isn't it?
Yes. You ready?
I'm just waiting for you to get it off your chest.
I beg your pardon.
Go on, tell me. Tell me how handsome I am. How virile. Build up my ego. At least tell me how sexy I am.
I don't think I understand.
That's what you came here for, isn't it?
Mr. Stevens, I just came in to take dictation.
Sure you did.
Well, hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
Darren's much better today.
I'm very pleased to hear it. Is he in conference?
No. He's just breaking in a new secretary. Why don't you go and see him?
Thank you.
What do you want?
This.
Darren!
Sam! I thought she was you.
I've heard of people like you.
You don't understand. I thought you were my wife.
Boy, I've heard some excuses in my life, but that tops them all.
Sam, I thought she was you.
Is that your only excuse?
Isn't that enough? You should understand.
Darren.
Well, let me explain.
There's no need to explain. One picture is worth 10,000 words.
Sam, are you jealous?
Well, what do you expect?
You really are jealous, aren't you?
How can you grin at a time like this?
I mean, you really are involved.
Involved? I'm married to you.
Yes, but you love me. It's marvelous.
Darren, you don't care?
Oh. How you say it, c'est la vie?
You knew.
Yes, I knew. And I also thought you were Barbara.
Why didn't you tell me you knew I was Michelle?
Because I thought you were playing dirty pool. Now, suppose I'd risen to the bait.
I knew you wouldn't.
You weren't so smug a few minutes ago.
It's a perfectly normal reaction for a wife who loves her husband.
Now, Sam, you were playing a very dangerous game. Now, just supposing that Barbara had responded to my advances.
Oh, darling, don't be silly. She wouldn't have done that.
Why not?
Well, what would she want with a funny-looking guy like you?
Oh,